Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am extremely and totally happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for our 10 minutes, as per usual. We're going to start in a moment, so please take your seat and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, like me, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, which is equally excellent, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get settled, just very briefly, I want to share with you what I think is the best metaphor to describe our meditation practice and beyond. It is famously said that during meditation, we should look at our thoughts as we do clouds in the sky, that one by one, they all float by. There's not been a cloud in the history of cloudage that has stuck. So whether they are fluffy and beautiful and inspiring, or heavy and ominous and frightening, or wispy and far away and hard to make out, one by one they all pass by. And the sky has no preference. The sky doesn't say, I'd rather have fluffy clouds than ominous ones. The sky is just the sky. It is always bright, it is always completely clear, and it is always totally open. And this is exactly so with your mind. We are accustomed to identifying with the clouds. When we have happy, inspiring thoughts, we feel that our life is happy and inspired. We are happy and inspired. When we have dark, ominous thoughts, we think our life is dark and ominous. In the practice of meditation, however, we cultivate the skill of not identifying with the clouds, but identifying instead as the sky, which can hold it all. And your mind has just this degree of spaciousness and ease. So as we practice today, please rouse appreciation for the tremendous spaciousness of your own mind, which is like the sky, much more than it is like the clouds. So here we go. Begin your practice by taking a good seat, which means to sit up straight with a sense of dignity. Like you're taking your seat like you would claim your throne right in the middle of your life. And as I imagine a king or a queen sits on a throne, there's a sense of power and also ease. So find both of those in your own posture, power and ease. Give your weight to what you're sitting on, like you're right here, you're not hovering above your meditation practice, you're landing, and you are willing to devote yourself to the technique for these few minutes. And I thank you for that. So let there be a sense of heaviness in the lower body, and a sense of upliftedness in the upper body, as if you were a tree planted in earth up to your waist, and everything below was your root system, dark and solid. And up from that, like the trunk and limbs of a tree, blossom your trunk and your limbs with a sense of upliftedness. The hands are palms down, just above the knee usually is most comfortable. But the biceps should be parallel with the torso. Let the shoulders really relax. Often feels we're carrying a heavy weight. Let that weight go. The chin is tucked a little bit. The back of the neck is long. The mouth is closed, and the breath comes in and out through the nose. The eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And let the eyes be very soft, like whatever you're looking at is advancing toward you to be seen, so there's no need to reach out for it. Let it come to you. Which also is kind of regal. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, and the sit bones continue to root down. Attune to your breath with your attention. Feel your breath. Coming in on the inhale and flowing out on the exhale. There is certainly nothing more ordinary than breath, and at the same time, nothing more powerful. The first thing we will do in our life is inhale, and the last thing we will do is exhale. Each breath is a kind of communication, a gathering on the inhale, and a giving out on the exhale. At the same time, it's just breathing. But let your attention become absorbed in this just breathing. Your mind will continue to make thoughts like clouds in the sky. Remember, we are practicing identifying as the sky, so if you notice that you depart from the breath to take a ride on a particular cloud, no problem. Remember the notion of sky. Relax. Let go. Come back. And begin again. Thank you so much for your practice.